Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. Polling underway in 58 constituencies in 6th phase of Lok Sabha elections. Over 39% voter turnout recorded till 1 PM. Voting also taking place for 3rd phase of assembly elections in Odisha. Campaigning continues for 7th and final phase of general elections. Cyclone Raimal likely to make landfall between Bangladesh and West Bengal coasts by midnight tomorrow. Death toll reaches over 300 in massive landslide in Papua New Guinea. And in archery, Indian women's compound team strikes gold while mixed team bags silver at World Cup Stage 2 in South Korea. Voting is underway for the 6th and penultimate phase of Lok Sabha elections. In this phase, polling is being held in 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 seats in Haryana, 8 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. Voting began at 7 in the morning and will conclude at 6 PM. Over 39% voters had already cast their vote by 1 PM. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that voting is both a responsibility and a power. Taken to reporters in New Delhi after casting his vote, the Vice President said that India is the world's most vibrant, active and effective democracy.
इतनी संख्या में लोग मत करते हैं मताधिकार दायित्व भी है ताकत भी है भारत विश्व का सबसे ज्वलंत सक्रिय प्रभावी लोकतंत्र है दुनिया के लिए एक मिसाल है
Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has appealed to the voters to participate in the largest festival of democracy. Talking to reporters after casting his vote in Delhi in the 6th phase of polling of Lok Sabha elections, Mr. Kumar said that adequate arrangements are in place in view of the hot weather conditions.
6th phase ka chunav hai aur puri country mein log bade utsah se is chunav ko bhag le rahe hain aur har booth pe hamare afsars ne bahut taiyari ki Delhi ke bahar bhi bahut taiyari ki shamiyane bhi lagaye hain sajaya bhi hai selfie points banaye hain ORS rakha hai water rakha hai garmi hai to sab cheez ka intezam hai logo ko badi se badi sankhya mein aake matdan mein hissa lena chahiye This is a festival of democracy in which everybody must participate
Senior Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi and Union Ministers Dr. S. Jayashankar and Hardeep Puri, Delhi Minister and AAP leader Atishi also exercised their franchise at different polling booths in Delhi. A total of 889 candidates are in the fray in this phase. The prominent candidates whose fate will be locked in EVMs include senior BJP leaders Dharmendra Pradhan, Maneka Gandhi, Manohar Lal Khattar and Manoj Tiwari. And Congress leaders Dipender Singh Hooda, Kumari Selja, Raj Babbar and Kanhaiya Kumar. Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav and PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti are also in the fray. Over 11 crore voters are eligible to vote in this phase across 1.14 lakh polling stations. Simultaneously, polling is being held for 42 seats of Odisha Assembly in the third phase. In addition, Assembly by-elections for Karnal seat in Haryana and Gansari constituency in Uttar Pradesh are also taking place. Over 39% voter turnout was recorded till 1 PM. The state-wise polling percentage is, in West Bengal, nearly 55%, Jharkhand over 42%, Uttar Pradesh over 37%, Bihar and Haryana over 36%, Jammu and Kashmir over 35%, NCT of Delhi over 34%, Odisha nearly 36% for both Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. Now we go over to our correspondents in various states for the latest updates. First, we are joined by our correspondent Bhupendra from New Delhi parliamentary seat. Bhupendra, what's the latest update you have for us on polling from the New Delhi constituency?
Yeah, PC Pramod, voting is going on smoothly in all the 7 Lok Sabha seats of Delhi in the 6th phase of Lok Sabha elections. Despite the scorching heat, people of all the age groups are coming in huge numbers to cast their votes. At present, I am at Atal Adarsh Balika Vidyalaya in Gol Market area, which comes under the New Delhi Parliamentary Constituency. Many arrangements have been made in the polling centers for voters so that they can vote in smooth manners. Arrangements like drinking water, ramps for Divyangs, and selfie booths have been set up here to assist voters. If you look at the voter turnout numbers, 34.37% voting has been witnessed in Delhi so far. In the New Delhi constituency, 31.66% voting has been recorded till 1 p.m. And in the last general election in 2019, over 56% voting was witnessed in this constituency. As the people will get relief from the scorching heat at evening, it is expected that voter turnout will gain momentum in the evening and 2019 voting record will break.
Thank you, Bhupendra, for that update. From Delhi, we now go over to our correspondent, Akanksha Saxena, who joins us from the Haryana Election Commission office in Chandigarh. Akanksha, what is the scene there and how is polling progressing?
Now, I would like to tell you, peaceful polling is underway in Haryana so far.
Right.
And about 36.48% voting is being done in the state. And this time, 223 candidates are in fray for the 10 Lok Sabha seats and about 2,76,768 voters are there in Haryana.
Right.
Who will be voting for their candidates? More than 20,000 polling booths are set up all across the state and special arrangements are placed, keeping in mind the hot weather conditions. Since morning, we have seen that polling booths across the state are decked up with selfie booths and empty frames, enticing first-time voters to capture their special moments. A lot of enthusiasm is seen amongst the voters. If you talk about the previous polling percentages in Haryana,
correct.
Then in 2014, 71.44, and in 2019, 70.33% voting was recorded. This time, if you talk about BJP is contesting on all 10 Lok Sabha seats and Congress is contesting on 9 seats and 1 seat is being shared. The Kurukshetra seat is shared with AAP, where Dr. Sushil Gupta is going to be contesting with BJP's Naveen Jindal and INLD Abhay Singh Chautala. The most talked about constituencies this time are Ambala, where wife of late BJP leader Ratan Lal Kataria, Banzo Kataria, has a direct fight with Congress candidate Varun Chaudhary Molana.
Thank you, Akanksha. Thank you so much for that update. Now we go over to our correspondent in Prayagraj. Sushil Chandra Tiwari is now on the line with us. Sushil, where are you right now and what is the update?
Well, Pramod, I am right now at the Bharat Scout Guide Polling Center in Old Bamfordganj area of Prayagraj district.
Right.
This falls in Phulpur constituency and polling is a bit slow right now. Early in the morning, we visited many polling booths in the city area and in the rural areas also. The queues were very long. People in large number turn up to cast their votes. But right now, because of the scorching heat wave conditions, polling is little bit slow. Well, if you talk about the political equations of this seat, this is the Allahabad and Phulpur, the Prayagraj city.
Right.
And the constituency is bifurcated between two parliamentary seats, Prayagraj and Phulpur. And Neeraj Tripathi, son of Keshrinath Tripathi, the stalwart BJP leader, is contesting from Prayagraj. And Ujjwal Raman Singh, son of 5 times MP from Prayagraj seat, he is contesting against Neeraj Tripathi. Phulpur seat is also very important because once Jawaharlal Nehru used to win from this seat, so it has its own political legacy.
Correct.
If you talk about other high-profile seats, Sultanpur seat is one of the very important seats from where Menaka Gandhi, the former minister and currently the MP from Sultanpur, is contesting.
Thank you, Sushil. Thank you for that update. We are now joined by our Ranchi correspondent, Kunal Shinde. What's the latest update, Kunal, you have for us on the polling? And also tell us about the prominent people who've cast their vote so far.
Yeah, good afternoon, Pramod.
Good afternoon.
We know that till 1 p.m., 42.54% voters turnout has been recorded in Jharkhand. There are 4 constituencies, Lok Sabha constituencies, which is going to poll, where the polling is underway. It is Ranchi. In Ranchi, we have recorded 41.83% voters turnout. In Dhanbad, it is 39.83% voters turnout. In Jamshedpur, it is 43.44%. And in Girdi, which is a far-flung area, which is very far from Ranchi, the capital, around 46% voters turnout has been recorded. Polling is going on very smoothly since morning. when it began at 7 a.m., the important or you may say the bigwigs who casted their, who exercised their right to franchise were the sitting MP of Ranchi, Mr. Sanjay Seth. He is again contesting from this particular seat against Congress's Yashaswini Sahai. And apart from him, Kalpana Soren, wife of Hemant Soren, a JMM leader, she also exercised the right to franchise. And one of the most, the highlights of today's this election or polling, you may say, is that Mahendra Singh Dhoni, the former skipper of Indian cricket team, he exercised his right to franchise. He came along with his family members, his wife was there, his father, mother, his sister.
Thank you so much, Kunal, for that update. Thank you so much. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Campaigning continues for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders are leaving no stone unturned to garner support in their party's favour. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today accused Indy Alliance parties of being opportunistic and a coalition of dynastic parties. Addressing a public meeting at Bikram in Patlipura parliamentary constituency, Mr. Modi said Indy Alliance is communal, casteist and dynastic coalition. Mr. Modi said family-centric parties like Congress, Samajwadi Party, National Conference, RJD, NCP and AAP want to make the Prime Minister's post a musical chair.
ये सारे परिवारवादी मिलकर प्रधानमंत्री की कुर्सी पर म्यूजिकल चेयर खेलना चाहते हैं ये इंडी गठबंधन के लोग और मैं जब कहता हूं तो मैं आपसे भी आग्रह करूंगा मैं जो बात बताता हूं एक बार खुद भी जांच पड़ताल करके देख लेना इनको संविधान से कोई लेना देना नहीं है ये गौर सांप्रदायिक है ये लोग गौर जातिवादी है और ये लोग गौर परिवारवादी है सबसे पहले वो अपने परिवार का ही सोचते हैं.
Wife of Samajwadi Party Chief Dimple Yadav and Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will hold a roadshow in Varanasi. India Meteorological Department IMD today said that the deep depression over the east central Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a cyclonic storm by today evening. The IMD in a statement said Cyclone Raimal is likely to cross between Bangladesh and West Bengal coast tomorrow midnight and become a severe cyclonic storm. In Papua New Guinea, over 300 people are feared dead after a massive landslide leveled a remote village in northern part of the country. More than 1,100 houses were also buried in the landslide that hit Kawakalam village in Enga province, about 600 kilometers northeast of the capital, Port Moresby, yesterday. In archery, India bagged a gold and a silver medal at the World Cup Stage 2 at Yecheon in South Korea today. The Indian compound women's team comprising Jyoti Surekha Vennam, Parneet Kaur and Aditi Swami defeated Turkey's Hazel Burun, Aise Bera Suzer and Begum Yuva in the final to win the gold. The Indian compound mixed team of Jyoti and Priyansh clinched the silver medal after losing to American pair of Olivia Dean and Soya Salian in the gold medal match. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Polling underway in 58 constituencies in 6th phase of Lok Sabha elections. Over 39% voter turnout recorded till 1 p.m. Voting also taking place for 3rd phase of assembly elections in Odisha. Campaigning continues for 7th and final phase of general elections. Cyclone Raimal likely to make landfall between Bangladesh and West Bengal coasts by midnight tomorrow. Death toll reaches over 300 in massive landslide in Papua New Guinea. And in archery, Indian women's compound team strikes gold while mixed team bags silver at the World Cup Stage 2 in South Korea. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.